Hi, I'm Matt Starr. You're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Thursday, the 2nd of September. New South Wales has recorded 1,288 new cases of community transmission to 8 p.m. last night, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to over 20,000. This comes as Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced that the state has passed 7 million first vaccine doses administered, reaching a first dose percentage of 70%. The Western New South Wales Local Health District saw 23 new cases overnight, 18 in Dubbo, 4 in Orange and 1 in Brewarrina. This brings the total number of active cases in the district to 665, with Dubbo passing 500 total active cases with 506. State Member for Dubbo Dougald Saunders describing it in a press conference today as a milestone for all the wrong reasons. Saunders also addressed several inquiries about the rules for visiting cemeteries this upcoming Father's Day. He clarified that visiting grave sites is allowed, but masks must be worn, and you must either go with people from your household or a single other person if you live alone. The Far West Local Health District recorded 5 new cases overnight, 4 in Wilcannia and 1 in Broken Hill. There are now 91 active cases in the district, the vast majority of which are in Wilcannia. This follows the announcement by New South Wales Health yesterday that the town would be provided with 30 motorhomes for residents to isolate in by Monday, September 6. This is being done in an attempt to counter household overcrowding issues in the town, which has seen residents isolating in tents to prevent spread to their families. On to Victoria, where there's been another significant jump in daily case numbers, with 176 new locally acquired cases recorded to midnight last night. This brings the total number of active cases in the state to 1,029. 83 of the 176 new cases are linked to known outbreaks, 13 of which are linked to the Shepparton outbreak. In response to growing case numbers, it was announced today that Victorians who opt to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine will now only need to wait 6 weeks before receiving their second dose instead of 12, bringing the interval in line with Pfizer. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information and the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.